goodsuccess.com.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the privilege of learning at your feet again today. Thank you because we know that no one will return back the same way, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you visit everyone today. Send us your word of truth, your word of life, your word of transformation, in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be, in Jesus' name. Amen. The topic remains, relax, you're on your way to good success. Last week, we looked at a topic that says how to determine who is worthy of your trust. And we learned quite a lot of things, among which the people we should always put at the back of our minds that people hardly change. Not that people don't change, but that expect the worst of people. Don't think they are going to change from whatever they are right now. But look at whatever they have right now before you make a long time decision with them. And if you cannot cope with whatever you see right now before making somebody your employee, before making somebody your spouse, your husband, or your wife, or before starting business with someone, then don't even start at all, because they may actually go worse. And with that knowledge, it will save us a lot of headache. Praise God. So today, like the topic says, it's talking about us relaxing while we are waiting to get to where we are going. I know we have prayed, we have fasted, we have done everything, we have believed the word of God, confessed, professed, whatever it is. And sometimes it looks as if delay will come, or, you know, sometimes we don't even know what to do while we are expecting what we are expecting. So that is why this topic is here today. That's why God wants to visit us with this topic. Let's look at some scriptures. Romans 4:20. He says, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. That was Abraham. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, that is to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, that is, he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Then lastly, Luke 21:13, it says, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for your testimony. It will turn out for you as an occasion for your testimony. Praise the Lord. It is not over yet. It is not over yet. I don't care whatever you are going through, whatever you have believed God for, and it looks as if delay has been there for quite a while, but God is telling you today that it is not over yet. It is not over until you actually quit, but I know you are not going to quit today, in Jesus' name. If your approach to your goal seems not to have worked, you have done everything, you have prayed, you've fasted, you've read the word of God, you've read books, you've gone for training, you've done everything that you think you should have done. Maybe you've been joining the secret flow from the beginning of the year that we started, and it looks as if that thing, you know, you have seen a lot of changes, you have seen a lot of testimonies, but it looks as if that exact thing you are looking for is not there yet. But God is saying it's not over yet. Just understand that all these approaches towards your success may seem not to have worked, but you have not failed yet. You have done everything, you have read, you have maybe you are trying to do an exam and it seems as if failure is coming. Whatever it is, the only thing you should understand is that failure has not come until you have decided to quit. It's only quitters that have failed. If you have not quitted and you are still pressing towards that mark, pressing on, doing whatever it takes, then you have not failed. It's just a step closer. If you're going a staircase, I remember in Cocoa House, I did a project there some years ago, and you know, Nigerian issue. Staircase, sometimes the person supposed to operate the lift will not be around, or there won't be electricity. They will say nobody's here to put on the generator and all that. So we have to take the staircase, 24 story building, we have to take the staircase to go and walk at the topmost step of the building. And you know, one step after the other, one step after the other, we got to the top. It's a proof that if you keep taking one step after the other and you don't quit, the top is sure. And God is on your side. And that is sure. God is on your side. If you keep taking a step after the other, the top is definitely sure. And I pray God will help you to get to the top you want to get to, in Jesus' name. Amen. We may have a first and last in the race. The person who came last in the 100-meter race did not fail. The only person who failed is the one who stopped on the way, or in a relay, or in a race. They've been running and moving round and round and round. The only people who failed are those who decided to stop along the line. So if you have not stopped, then you are still on the way. And God is saying, relax. You are definitely on your way to good success. You know, the things about God is that sometimes you don't even understand what is happening to you, why you are going to where you are going. Sometimes you feel, oh, maybe I'm not doing the right thing. And you checked, you're actually doing what you think you should do. And it looks as if it's not bringing the results. But God is saying, relax today. Relax, relax. Because you are on your way to good success. We are going to look at a couple of things today. But one of the things you should understand is that don't compare yourself with others. Yes, the achievement of other people should stir you up to take more steps, to move faster, to do everything you are supposed to do in your own lane. But don't decide to cross lane to another person's lane. Don't do that. God wants you to stay in your own lane so you could succeed while staying there. So how do I stay calm in the face of disappointments? Disappointments may have come. Things you are expecting to happen may not have happened as you expected. So how do I really stay calm in the face of disappointments? Number one, give praise to God. Give praise to God. Romans 4:20 that we read earlier says, Abraham did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. That means every time you waver, every time you change, every time you try to complain and murmur, you are trying to waver. He said he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. So number one is give praise to God, because your being alive alone is proof that God is not done with you. If you are dead, then God is done with you. So if you are still alive, then keep giving him praise, at least for all the other things he has done. Remember when we took the topic on delays and all that, that one of the ways to prove that God is with you is that you will see his end in other things in areas of your life. It may look as if that one thing you're expecting has not come, but we definitely see his hand in other things. If you don't see his hand in anything, then God is not with you. But a proof that God is with you is that you will see your hand in every other thing, in many other things in your life. And of course, if you are alive, then you are still seeing the hand of God in your health. That means you are alive. Praise God. So give praise to God is one of the things to do to stay calm in the face of disappointments. Number two, revisit the details of God's promise. God has promised you things. Do you know that after a while, you keep forgetting the details? And that's why you must keep going back. That's why the book of Joshua 1:8 tells us that the book of the law, the book of God's promise, the book of God's covenant with you must not depart from you. He said it must not depart from your mouth. You must meditate in it day and night. Meditation also includes you repeating those words, saying it over and over again. That means you must revisit the details. Sometimes you just keep assuming what God said, but you must go back to exactly what he said. In his word, go back to what he said. About your health, go back and check. Yes, you know all those scriptures, but open it. Go to that scripture and check exactly what it said. Then number three, remember in whom you have believed. It's one thing to believe what God has said. It's another thing to believe the God who said it. So remember in whom you have believed. 2 Timothy 1:12 says, for this reason also I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know in whom I believed. How was Paul able to keep himself going? He remembered God. He remembered and he reminded himself of the person in whom he has believed. You know, if I promise you $1 million, you won't believe it. Why? Because you know I don't have $1 million, at least at the moment. But if somebody who has $20 million promises you, you're going to believe that person easily. Why? Because you know he has it. So that makes the difference. I have promised you something. Somebody has promised you something. But you decided to believe the person who has it. Why? Because you know that person. The same thing, you must know God that made the promise. It makes all the difference. That was what kept the Hebrew boys, even when they were going to throw them into fire. Now, the fire is still burning. God did not come down to pour water to quench the fire. But they said, we know the God we believe is able to save us. Even if he's not able, we still trust him. At least we know that we will make heaven. That was their assurance. So you also must remember the God in whom you have believed. Remember the God in whom you have believed. The other scripture I quoted is 2 Timothy 1:12, if you wanted to write it down. Then number four, how to stay calm in the face of disappointments. Meditate and charge yourself up with testimonies. There's something that the pastor that preached in church today mentioned. He said, when you are in the queue and you see other people moving, you know, if you went to, you know, all those fuel scarcity in Nigeria, and no matter how long it is, the moment you still see people moving and moving, you are encouraged to stay online. I remember one day, one of those funny scarcity, and I was in a filling station. I just noticed that, what's happening? This line is not moving. I came out of the car, I went to the front. I just saw that they were not selling anything again in front. That's why I just entered my car and left. Other people were still on the line. But because I already had an understanding that this line is not moving again in front, there's no point for me staying at the back. So I just went somewhere else. So the same way, if the line is still moving, if you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, for example, if you see other people having children around you, it's a proof that your own children are still coming. Why? Because other people in the queue that you knew before, they're already leaving the queue. It means you are in line. If you stay in faith, those testimonies should remind you that the same God in whom you believed is the one that did it for them. So why do you think he shouldn't do it for you? So you must understand that you are in queue. God wants to do these things for you. And in fact, he has actually said to them, it's just for you to go and collect it. So if, for example, they are selling fuel in a filling station and the fuel is still there, because God is always there, the fuel is still there, that you have not received your own fuel does not mean God is not giving, or that he has not given, or he has not provided. His word said he has given you all things that pertains to life and godliness. So if you have not received, if you check your faith, we'll see other things later. Check your faith and keep doing some things that we'll mention later too. So, but one thing you must always remind yourself of is, if you see him doing it for anyone, other people, then he's going to do it for you. No matter how bad, I've never seen a time in Nigeria that, as bad as it may be, that people were not buying new cars, that people were not buying new houses. There was never a time. No matter how bad the economy is, people still always start new things, do new things. So God is still on your side, and never forget that. Then number 5, we mentioned give praise to God, revisit the details of the promise, then remember in whom you have believed, then meditate and charge yourself up with testimonies, other people's testimonies. Then number 5, never let go of your confidence. Hebrews 10:35 says, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has a great reward. That means as long as you are still confident in God and what he said, there is a reward. But when you lose your confidence, you may lose your reward. So don't let go of that confidence. If, for example, somebody wants to get married and is already 50, don't lose your confidence. People get married at any age in life. So no matter what your age is, you are still never too late. If someone is trusting God for the fruit of the womb, people have had children any age. At least Abraham had children at 100. So what are we talking about? You can have your child at any age. All you need to do is stay in faith. Don't let go of your confidence. Because circumstances have changed, don't let your confidence change. Don't be like Peter that wanted to walk to God. Jesus is still on water. He saw Jesus on water, walking on water. He had the confidence that if Jesus could say, come, I can walk on water, then he started moving. But when the storm started coming all around him, he started being afraid. He let go of Jesus on whom he was looking. So the same thing with you. Don't let go of your confidence. Even when your faith shakes, make sure you call on Jesus to help you out, because he will surely help you. Praise God. Then the second subtopic that says, what to do when God seems to be slow? When God seems to be slow, what should I do? Number 1, understand that God is not slow. The Bible says God is not slow concerning his promise, as some count slackness. Remember that God is a timely God. He works with times and seasons. When you think it's time, it may not actually be time. Always remember that God's time, like they say, is the best. There are things we should do along the line. No matter how much you have faith, depending on what you are trusting God for, there may always be a time lag between when you believe and when that thing will happen. It has happened, but when you see physically, for example, no matter how much you have faith, if you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, you want to have children, you still go through your 9 months. You have faith like more than Abraham, had faith more than Jesus. God has a law. There's a law of times and seasons. And it says that as long as the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest will not cease. So if you have sown a seed, there is harvest coming. And sometimes, depending on the kind of harvest, it may take a long time. But one thing is sure, that harvest is definitely coming, and it will come for you and I in Jesus' name. Ecclesiastes 3, we talked about that everything has its time. To everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. But one thing we should do is don't let go of that confidence. Then number 2 that we are looking at under what to do when God seems slow is endurance. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:36 that after do not cast away your confidence, which has a gift reward. It said, you have need of endurance. That's patience. Many Christians lack patience. Every time something does not work in their own way or time, they become jittery. They begin to shake. They begin to doubt God. But it shouldn't be. God said, you have need of endurance after you have done the will of God, that you may receive the promise. If God wants to give you an elephant kind of testimony, it's not going to take the same time like somebody who is expecting a chicken kind of testimony. Chicken, how many days? Maybe 21 days. Forgotten the number of days. I think 21 days. The egg will hatch and it will start jumping up and down that it has a child. But imagine if you want to have a child as a man. 9 months. An elephant, I think about 2 years. Imagine somebody carrying pregnancy for 2 years. But what it's going to have is bigger than a cow when it comes out, because he is an elephant. If God has made you an elephant kind of person, God has determined that your destiny is going to be great. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of endurance. It's going to take a lot of prayers. It's going to take a lot of fastings. So don't let go of your confidence. Always remember that there is something that God wants to do for you. And if it is big, it may require some level of endurance and patience, because God has to build you up. Remember all the past episodes? God has to build you up to be able to undo those testimonies that God is bringing your way. Now we are looking at the other subtopic today. I have prayed, fasted, received prophecies. What next? Just like many of us that we just finished several programs in town, gone for all the end of the year programs that we have in our churches. Now, I have prayed, I have fasted, received prophecies. You are charged up. You had a lot of faith when you are leaving that program. So, what should you do next? Because you received it that way last year, and along the line, you started losing your faith. So, now, what should you do? This year, you just finished. Maybe a week ago, maybe 2 weeks, some people are still maybe going to start. What should I do? What are the steps I should take? Number one is, have you done the will of God? That is the question that should always come to you. Have I done the will of God? What is the will of God? Righteousness. Righteousness is the will of God. So am I walking according to God's way? Am I living in holiness and righteousness? That is God's way. Because you can lose many testimonies if you don't walk in righteousness. In fact, God will preserve you from some testimonies if he thinks you won't walk in righteousness after receiving it. Do you know how many people, after they receive their breakthrough, their prosperity, they just went away with that prosperity into the world? Somebody that was serving God faithfully before, fervently before, ended up in cults, ended up sleeping around, messing around, doing all kind of nonsense. But if God loves you, he will sometimes hinder those things from coming to you, because he knows that you are not mature enough, and he will let you develop before he releases into your hands. So number one, keep your righteousness. That's 1A. Now, have I done the will of God? What is the will of God? Righteousness. What is the will of God? Thanksgiving, like we said before. The will of God is thanksgiving. So, are you giving God thanks? Are you giving him praise? Have I done that will of God? Because after every prayer, what ends is thanksgiving. So, you keep giving God thanks. If you have done everything, you've prayed, you've fasted, you've received prophecies, you are walking in righteousness, then give God thanks. Then number 1C is, have you fulfilled God's conditions for the promise? Because most times, if not all the time, when God makes a promise, he's a covenant-keeping God. When he makes a promise, he always backs up the promise conditions. So the question is, have you fulfilled the condition of that promise of God to you? For example, there was a woman, you know, several years ago, I was in a conference, a relationship conference, and the woman, you know, had a delay in getting married. She said she was working, doing everything according to her, and she was still not married. And she asked God, and God said, I think God started working on her, that she should stop maybe getting angry with people, holding grudges, all those funny things that will even crash the marriage if she gets into it. And after she began to walk in those levels of righteousness, then God settled her. Some people, God will tell you that every woman you see, treat them the way you want to treat your wife. How nice you want to be to your wife. How good you want to be to your wife. Be nice to people. Don't wait until you get to marry. That's the condition for some people. Some people, their prosperity, of course, for everybody, is given. If you are rich, what are you going to do with those riches? Then start it now at your level. You want to have millions. Are you giving out hundreds? So that's the question. So have you fulfilled God's conditions for the promise? Then number two, under I prayed, fasted, and received promises, what next? Keep giving glory to God like Abraham. Thanksgiving and glory, they are different things. That means in everything you do now, keep giving him glory. Keep giving him glory. Then number three, get ready. Are you ready for that promise? Are you ready for that testimony? Are you really ready? That's the question. You have prayed, you have fasted, you have received promises. If you are not ready, you don't still get it. For example, if you really want to do a line of business and you don't know anything about that business, how will you prosper in that business? You have to learn it first. You have to go and learn it. For example, somebody wants to go into farming and he wants to grow maybe cocoa or wants to start rearing cattle or chicken or whatever, and he doesn't know how to go about it. The first thing you have to do is to learn. You have to get ready. Get ready to be able to receive the promise. Then number four, speak in faith and speak boldly. Speak in faith and speak boldly. And under that, we see that change your language. Stop saying if God does it. Say when God does it. It makes all the difference. I've checked several things in my life that happened the way I wanted. My family and I, we were saying when God does it. When I get to this place, this is what will happen. When we buy the car, even though there was no money to buy the car, when we buy the car, at so time, this is what will happen. We started talking it. I don't think you necessarily have to say this publicly to everybody, except you need to. But for the most part, you have to even say it to yourself first. Tell yourself, when I have this, when I have this, when I'm prosperous, this is what I'll be doing. I will be building churches. This is what I'll be doing. When, not if. So speak God's language is another point. What's God's language? Scriptures. The word of God is his language. Speak it. That is the language of God. If you speak his language, then you are in his kingdom. If you are in his kingdom, then speak the language of the kingdom. The language of the kingdom is faith, the word of God. Then number five, take steps of faith, but in righteousness. It's similar to get ready. Faith is only faith when you are walking according to God's word, is righteousness. Now, if God said, this is what you should do or what you will become, he has made you a promise. Take steps of faith in righteousness. Don't try to fulfill God's promise through your own way, through your own thinking. For example, God said, you're going to be married and have children. And you started eyeing an Elijah. You know there's a problem. That's, you are not taking steps of faith in God's righteousness. Now, whatever you are doing must be in God's righteousness. And how do we maximize peace and patience for good success? The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. John 14:1. Say, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. It is easy for us to claim that we believe in God. In fact, almost all the religions of the world claim to believe in God. But how many people believe in Jesus? And when I say Jesus, now I'm talking about the word of God, because Jesus is the word of God. If you believe in God, you must believe in the word of God. That is how to maximize your peace and patience. If your heart is troubled, then your faith is weak, or your faith is being crushed. Your faith is turning to fear. That is what it means. Peter had faith to walk on water. But the moment the storm came, he started being troubled. His faith disappeared. Faith and fear don't work together. If your faith is there, then let fear disappear. If fear is there, then let faith replace it. So don't be troubled. Don't be troubled. When it looks as if all the pressure comes from people, from life, maybe pressure of money, pressure of circumstances, pressure of people, or pressure of other people even having testimonies, what do you do? Don't let your heart be troubled. God said, you believe in God, believe also in the word of God. Believe also in Jesus, believe also in the word of God. Remember the word of God. Remember what God says. And remember that scripture we said in the beginning. Luke 21:13. If you don't know it before, write it down. Luke 21:13. It says, "But it will turn to you for an occasion for testimony." It will turn for you for a testimony. It will become your testimony. Challenges may come. Persecution may come because you are walking in righteousness. People may persecute you. But God says, it will turn out to you for a testimony. Keep that word in your heart. Keep that word in your mind. And you will surely rejoice in Jesus' name. Why is this topic coming? It is coming because we are at the end of the year. And everybody is trying to look at what happened over the year. That what? 2022 has ended. What have I achieved this year? God is telling you, relax. You are still on your way to good success. Just look at how many steps you have taken. You are a step closer to getting to that place. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. And don't be shaken. And if you are shaken already, call on Jesus just like Peter did. He was walking on water and his faith started shaking. What did Peter do? Did he give up and say, "Oh, I'm sinking"? And guess what? Jesus was looking at him. But when he said, "Jesus, save me," Jesus reached out his hand and pulled him up and helped him. So if your faith is shaking, all you need to do is call on Jesus. Check his word. See where he said for you not to be shaken. See where the promise is. Stay yourself up with the testimonies of other people. If it has happened for anyone who is a child of God, anyone that you know in the world, whether black or white or green or whatever color, if it has happened for one person, it's a proof that God also wants to make it happen for you. And I pray that as we begin to walk in this confidence, that as we even end the year, many of the things you've been expecting will still come in the name of Jesus. And as you step into the new year, you will see that this year has been many steps ahead for you, just for you to take one or two more steps for you to get to that place. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. It doesn't take time, it takes God, just like Bishop Oyedepo says. It's not about timing. It doesn't have to take 20 years. It just takes God. When you decide to stay in faith, then God will keep his word. And I pray as we begin to walk in this confidence that surely indeed, you will enjoy good success. Remember again, relax. You're on your way to good success. Praise God. So we can unmute our mics. If you have a question or a testimony or an encouragement, just in 5 minutes, we are free to do that. I hope we've been blessed today. See you next week and stay blessed in Jesus' name. I decree that this new week, many things that you've been expecting from the beginning of the year that has not come will show up in the name of Jesus. And God will show you and prove to you that you are indeed on your way to good success in Jesus' name. People will rejoice with you before this year ends. People will see that God is indeed with you in the name of Jesus. And you also will be sure that God is with you in yourself in Jesus' mighty name. Stay blessed. And be blessed, and see you next week in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye. Let's enjoy the week.
TheGoodSuccess.com